Takeaway English from the BBC.
Britain's newest singing star is a 27-year-old former painter-decorator called Matt Cardle. The winner of this year's X Factor has already released his first single, which is widely expected to become this year's Christmas number one. But not everyone is celebrating with him. Many musicians object to what they see as the X Factor's excessive influence on the British music industry. They are particularly critical of the show's creator, Simon Cowell, who both produces the TV show and signs the winners to his own record label, making millions in the process. The thing I find incredible is that Simon Cowell gets paid an enormous amount of money to promote his own acts, says Matt Osman of Britpop band Suede. Osman believes that Cowell should be paying a fortune to put his acts on primetime TV. It just seems to be the greatest con of all time. But well done to him, he continues. It's a genius scam. Bernard Sumner of New Order sees the problem slightly differently. What they're singing on X Factor is just other people's music. It's not creative. Yet rock legend Alice Cooper defended the show, saying, "The advantage the X Factor has is that it's not exclusive. The X Factor's more refreshing. They're wide open. If you're really unique at something, bring it in, and if it's really professional, they will go with it." Love it or hate it, the X Factor's success is undeniable. Underground rap artist Dan Lesac's view on the show is one of a resigned realist. "It simply doesn't matter. It's fun. It's entertainment. It may be a horrific thing, but if people enjoy it, they should be allowed to. You should be allowed to love the trash as well as the meaningful stuff."
Takeaway English from the BBC.